Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Sonny called Pepper, who was constantly coughing but refused to accept that she may have COVID-19. He later took some seeds and compost for her and advised her to call the hotline. Lawrence told Monica that Ryan had stopped Pepper from going to the house because she was not taking precautions. They both commended the actions being taken by the authorities with hand-washing facilities and sanitation supplies. Right now, Marla is on the phone with Pepper.
Pepper, you coughing all this time. Plus, you said that you got a headache and you still ain't called the hotline? 226-7480.
Call hotline for what? Nothing into me.
Woman, don't be foolish. Call the people.
I look like any virus or evil could touch me. I'm not a bad-minded cross, Marlow.
What?
I'm young, flouncing and bouncing. I'm heart clean. Coronavirus wet.
Pepper.
Besides, it's old. People getting though.
Pepper, don't let people hear you. Most of the people who test positive in Guyana is between the ages of 30 and 40.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know enough people with age group that's involved itself in a lot of nastiness. The Lord knows my heart.
Pepper, this virus ain't got nothing to do with whether you're a good or bad person, or if your heart clean or not. If you put yourself at risk, you could get infected regardless of who you are. Call the people.
It's sounding like you want to get this virus.
Oh, Pepper. Seriously? I just concerned for you.
Listen, I's a big girl, and I could take care of myself. Me, I need nobody telling me what to do. You try that with your negativity, Marlo.
So you're not going to call the people?
I feel all right. I good. I can drink a bush tea and rub up.
Pepper.
All right. If it gets worse, I'll call him.
But the people say as soon as you suspect something, you should call. If you got it for truth, the earlier you get diagnosed, the better. If you got to go into quarantine, well as though.
You think I'm able for anybody lock me up in the hospital? Diamond or the sports hall or somewhere to put in people? Next thing you know, I can die good and end up dead.
Pepper.
I can stay home in my house and don't mix with nobody. I'm done with the road for now.
Pepper.
Sonny, bring the seeds and give me. I can focus on planting my kitchen garden. I'm gone.
All right, I can... Hello? Hello? I should hang up. Wow.
Hey, babes.
Hey.
I just washed your garbage drum. I'll make sure I wash it good with some bleach.
It's today to pick up garbage?
Yes. And if you see them boys get on the gears, they ain't taking no chances with this coronavirus. The council make sure they're well protected.
Well, that's good. Because the work that they're doing, exposing them every day.
Them boys wearing the mask and gloves and so on. And they get proper equipment too. Plus one, them tell me, they're spraying down the clothes and so while they're working too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, man. We got to commend the ministry and the council for really tackling this thing.
Yeah.
Hello, what happened? Why you look so worried?
It's Peppa. She's still coughing, plus she got a headache, and she refused to call the hotline.
What? Till now?
Yeah, she behaving real stupid.
It's why some people so dotish, man.
I don't know what else for Duanil. Look, I fed up talk to the girl. She must feel like can't happen to she.
And meanwhile, she walking around putting other people at risk.
Well, she said that she's staying home. But if it's the coronavirus she got for truth, who knows how many people she done expose. Them symptoms could take 2 weeks for show up.
Oh, Lord, look. Look, I can call Daddy. The village council got to get involved in this. She can't do this. We got plenty big people inside this village who can't afford to get sick. Next thing you know, she spread this thing and half of the village end up with it.
Well, we know if she got it for truth.
But she got the symptoms. Look, I ain't sleeping upon this. I call in Daddy. People got to be more responsible, man.
Minister of Public Health, Waldo Lawrence, during the daily live briefing on the local pandemic...
Auntie Martella, you look so worried.
Catalina, I just talked to Sister Hyacinth.
And?
Her family locked her up in her room since the coronavirus started. The poor woman told me she just wants to go outside and sit down and get some fresh air, and they're not allowing her.
Oh, man. Not because it says stay home means that you can't go in the yard or sit down outside? Like they want the woman die of loneliness?
I told her that I will speak with her daughter.
Good.
She said the village council even went to do a wellness check on her. And the daughter just pushed her head out the window and said she's all right.
It's why they're doing Sister Hyacinth that.
Her daughter is very arrogant. I will get through to her.
Yeah. You really got to commend the village council though. Them people doing what they're supposed to do. They're really working hard during the season.
We have to commend everybody. The nurses, doctors, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Communities, the Civil Defense Commission.
Sure, no tell them happens. Huh?
I think when this is all over, it will make us appreciate life so much more.
You know, right? All them things we used to take for granted, like going outside and so, we now know how much it adds to we lives.
Indeed.
Marla?
All right. I go in and finish off cooking.
Hi, girl.
Hi, Catalina. You could call Peppa for me.
For what?
She got some symptoms of the coronavirus and ain't called the hotline till now.
What?
Couple days now she coughing and now she head hunting and she ain't listening.
This will do, Peppa.
Call she for me now. And I'll call Sunny too. But we need more people to talk to she.
All right, I can call she.
Thanks.
And how you doing though?
Girl, I day trying. Finding all kind of things to keep myself busy.
Okay. When last you been out?
I make a quick trip to Republic Bank the other morning. But Anil set me up with the online banking. And it's so easy for see what's going on with your account.
Yes, Denzel is set up for me long now. It's very convenient.
Yes. Especially in this time when you don't need to be going on the road steady.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, how things with you and Anil?
Well, better. We talking and so. Good. He said he blocked the Venezuelan woman and so. But I still ain't trusty. I just watching him.
Anil is a good man. All of us make mistakes.
Yes, but something's hard to forgive.
I understand.
Anyway, call the one pepper right away. I'm really worried about you.
All right, girl. Stay safe.
Oh, gosh.
Kitchen smelling really good, Auntie Martel.
You see how much oil I throw in the pan to fry up this little okra? Hand slip.
You want me to check out something?
Yes, Denzel.
Oil is precious, especially these days.
Whether it's cooking oil, oil for your skin, oil for your hair, or crude oil.
Yep.
You know, I was wondering.
Yes, Auntie Marta?
If this pandemic would have any long-term effects on our oil revenues.
Well, I mean, the prices are affected worldwide. There's a lot of challenges around because of COVID-19. But the price of oil hardly stays at one rate regardless of what's going on.
Yes, but everything is so unstable right now. I wonder how this will affect the plans for our oil monies. All the plans for our development.
Well, I was reading a couple of weeks ago that despite everything that is going on with the pandemic, Guyana is one of the few countries where oil production is expected to grow.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But... Okay. So, even if the production is up and running good, right? What if the price continues to be low? I mean, how will it affect our spending?
I won't worry about it, you know, Auntie Myrtle. In the Natural Resource Fund, they have provisions for everything.
And in a case like this?
Regardless of the price of oil, it's not going to affect our spending plans.
Hmm.
The prices eventually will go high again. So when the prices are high, you can save more. So even when they drop, you can continue spending on what you need to.
Oh.
Yes, Auntie Myrtle.
Well, as long as we're saving and monitoring our spending so that we don't end up in problems, I am satisfied with that.
And that is exactly why we have a Natural Resource Fund. It's really a guide to ensure that we, the Guyanese people, get the best out of our resources.
Yes. Well, I'm happy with that. Glad especially for the young people like you.
Yes, Auntie Myrtle.
Look, throw in the onion and the garlic in the oil while I check on the chicken in the oven.
All right. Huh? I can't wait to eat bite.
Pepper, I really think you should call the people.
Wait, man. I look like a child to you or Marlo. Last time I checked, y'all had children for dictate. Daylife.
So you ain't concerned whether or not you got this thing?
Look, right now, I'd have fighting for putting little seeds in this kitchen garden. Me ain't got time for no negativity.
All right, okay. What Ryan saying about this, though?
Me and he done.
Really?
Yes, he and I have been for me case. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Bathe when you come off the road. I just fed up with him.
Oh.
Yeah, I can take care of myself. I don't need a man, cat, woman, dog, or Lucifer.
All right, girl, all right.
Anyways, I got to go. Later.
All right. You know what? I gon' call the hotline.
Mommy, Auntie Myrtle asks if you're ready for eat now.
Just now. I'm going and call the COVID hotline.
What? You ain't feeling good? What?
No. It's not for me. It's for Pepper.
Oh.
She ain't feeling good couple days now. Coughing, and they won't call the people. So I gon' call them. 231-1166.
But what gonna happen when they show up there and she ain't welcome them?
Look, this virus is about us looking out for one another. If Pepper got this thing for truth, she's a danger to herself and the rest of we.
Well, yeah.
I call in the people.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.